Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: walking in an acceptable and worthy manner of God. Chapter 4. Presenting oneself acceptably or worthy to God after being made acceptable or worthy. The fact that an individual first needs to be made acceptable or worthy by the Lord so that one can also present oneself as acceptable or worthy to God may sound strange to some people. However, this same aspect or type of situation, just by way of example of similarity, can also be seen in natural life among human beings, in which, in turn, it occurs daily or very often. If we look, for example, at the process that is carried out to form a team of firefighters, we can observe that these, in general, are first trained and equipped so that they only after this are considered acceptable or worthy to effectively act in their field of activities for which they presented themselves to work. On the other hand, it does not make much sense for a person to want to become an acceptable and worthy firefighter without also wanting to make oneself available when one's cooperation is needed or required. So, God does not require of people what human beings cannot accomplish or achieve on their own, such as presenting themselves as acceptable or worthy to God. However, once what people need is granted to them in an entirely satisfactory way in God Himself, the Lord also expects that people will start to position themselves in the new condition given to them from the heavenly kingdom. And in this sense, Christians are also called to present the natural body as an acceptable and worthy sacrifice or instrument to the Lord. An aspect that is also expressed by the calling to walk in the newness of life already extended to them in Christ Jesus. In this way, after first receiving Christ and remaining in Christ to be in an acceptable or worthy condition before God, a Christian, as a second essential aspect for one's life in the Lord, is also called to adopt ways, postures, and actions in the new condition previously made available to him or her in Christ Jesus. After offering every Christian the condition of being able to remain acceptable and worthy before God through Christ Jesus, the Lord also invites every Christian to choose and adopt postures and actions according to what is granted to a Christian in Christ Jesus. Just as, 1. A person made alive in Christ Jesus is called to live and walk as a made alive individual, and just as, 2, a person set apart or sanctified for the kingdom of God is called to live and walk in this condition of holiness, so also, 3, the person who has been made acceptable or worthy in Christ is called to make use of this new condition in one's living and even walking in the present world. We recall here once again that the garments in the scriptures also express the idea of postures and attitudes that a person can adopt for the most diverse aspects of one's life. Therefore, after a person receives in Christ Jesus the condition of being able to put off the clothes of the old man and put on the clothes of the new man, the Lord also expects or calls a Christian to actually take off the attributes of the old man and put on the virtues of the new man, exemplified in the following text. Ephesians 4:17-24. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off, concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. The calling to present the body as an acceptable sacrifice to God, to walk in newness of life, to put off the old man, and put on the new man also regarding practical life in the present world is equivalent, in essence, or many respects, to say that the newness of life that the Lord grants to those who choose to receive it also has a purpose that accompanies it or that can be accomplished after a person receives this newness of life in the Lord. Given this, on the one hand, it is essential for a Christian to understand and remain attentive to the fact that it is only through the Lord that one can present oneself as acceptable to God or that one can walk worthy of the Lord, not being able to perform acceptable works without first having been accepted in Christ Jesus through faith in the Lord. On the other hand, it is also crucial to reiterate that a Christian, after having been made worthy before God by the Lord, is called to continue to present oneself acceptably before God or to walk in a worthy manner of the Lord, for this second point also makes part of the newness of life for which a Christian was saved. After being made acceptable or worthy by God in Christ Jesus, to the point of receiving reconciliation with the Heavenly Father and the possibility of continuous fellowship with the Lord Jesus already from the heart, the calling to also live and walk in this new condition, in a sense, simply means a calling to the Christian to remain in the condition received and to act accordingly to it. In yet other words, along with the newness of life that the Lord bestows on those who become new creatures in Him, the Lord also calls each new creature to be aware that the calling for one to be worthy in the Lord also encompasses the purpose of being able to live and walk in the dignity received from God through His heavenly grace.